views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the voice of freedom. Freedom! 7:05 on September the 22nd. Fall is quickly approaching. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And today on the chat room, I want you to tell me times that you have been bent over by the government. Bent over. You were maligned over things you really didn't even do, and you've been punished and punished for it because they are a bureaucratic thuggery. I need to hear that today from all my friends. And speaking of friends, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Abundant sunshine today. Very hot with a high of 102. Winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour.
I don't care! What's the temperature right now?
Right now, 67 degrees. I'm trying to do a counterbalance here. 67 in this report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, now Anselmo Vineyards is okay. They're having a big event up there, this band that's coming up there, North Star Sessions, and they've got everybody in. They've got a number of things going on, but it's like a buffet dinner or a regular dinner, and listen to these people. You can be out there in Ben's tent, which is a beautiful tent out there in the beautiful meadows, but you need to give them a call at 474-5546 before you can start on that. You got to. There's a lot of things going on this weekend, a lot of things. And let me just mention another one, the concert and picnic out at Shasta Service Guilds in the Shasta Middle Creek Amphitheater and Middle Creek Road in Old Shasta. Mealtown's going to be out there, Tori Pratt and band. And you get in, I mean, we've got, you know what, we've got two tickets here. And it's going to be two $10 tickets, and you get there, it's a concert, a picnic, and includes that picnic for the first 100 people that get there. The first 100 people that get there get a free picnic, and you have to bring your own blanket and chairs. That's a concert and picnic Saturday, September 24th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Muletown playing, Jim Dyer and Tori Pratt out there. Okay, first person who calls 605-4567 gets this. And if you're anybody's out there in a wake going on, all right, what's going on? The Department of Defense says, Secretary of the Defense Department says, look, if you make the cuts that could be happening, not the planned cuts of $305 billion, if you make the other ones that come in under the supercuts, the remain, you know, another $700 billion, and it fluctuates from 5 to 8, so I pick 7. But if you make those cuts, you can count on the draft coming back. That's right. You're not going to get people, because the changes they're making is in the retirement system, the pay system. If you enlist in the military, and they want you to get into a 401 plan, something they don't want Social Security people to get into, or people with Social Security, you know, they don't want a 401 plan, but yet they want the military to do that. They want them to have an invested interest in us, you know. And you know, they want to be invested. I have news for you, you idiots. The military is invested. As soon as they sign up, they're invested, because you send them continuously to wars. If that's not investing yourself in this country, I'm not exactly sure what is. Oh, well, we'll do it less if they're in combat. Well, again, you fools, they're going to be in combat. Look at the history of our country. We don't stay out of combat. You've got to take a look at the fools in charge, and you'll see that We go to combat on a real regular basis. And so now, with our 401 plan that we can get be invested into, and this isn't like down the road, you know, for future enlistees. No, no, this means now. Well, they can do their 8 or 10 years, and then they can have some kind of retirement. It's never been a problem. You need to, you're just changing things. You're changing things. Again, another change in the military. Another one. At what point will the military just say, you know what, that's fine, I'm voting with my feet. Okay. I'm sorry, I got started a little bit rowdy well, this morning.
I don't see Congress falling all over themselves to sign on for this great deal. You know, they have their own little gold-plated plan, and I don't see them in any big hurry to change that.
It's Obama's plan, okay? It's his plan. It's his people doing this. You know, he is the president. He is approving it. He's the one that's doing this. He's the one that's running our country. He's the one that's running our economy. And speaking of economy, Susan Eastman, who finally, a ray of light, somebody that actually knows what's going on.
Well, it's not very good news this morning. Stocks and commodities are sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 297 points at 10,827. The S&P 500 is off 29 points at 1137. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 61 points at 2477. A few active stocks trading on the big board. AT&T is down 45 cents at $27.85. ExxonMobil is down $1.96, trading at $69.97. And Bristol-Myers Squibb down 39 cents at $30.56. A few local stocks of interest. PG&E is down 35 cents, trading at $42.06. PepsiCo's down 58 cents at $60.20. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.76%. Turning to gold, gold is down $65.30 an ounce at $1,742. Silver's down $3.22 at $37.24. And crude oil's off $4.60 at $81.32 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, Susan, thanks a lot. I was kind of, you, it may not have been a bright ray of hope there, Susan, but let me tell you, at least you know what you're doing. Perhaps we could transfer your expertise and the guys and women at Wells Fargo, and maybe you could surround the president instead of a bunch of joker losers he's got now, and you could fix this economy. You know, it's tough when the AP in the Washington Times turns on Obama. Hey, I got to take a quick break here. I'll come back. I'll take another shot of coffee, a deep cleansing breath, and we'll be back.
The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Legendary Gravedigger and 7-time world champion Tom Mintz return to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business.
From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Now everybody.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio. 7:15 in the morning here. Did I say I was joined by Bad Bob? Good morning, Bad Bob.
Greetings, sir.
Okay, yeah, Linda will be here a little bit later. We were running around the house crazy this morning, but so she's going to be in just a little bit later. There's a lot of things that are going on in the world today.
Okay. You kind of had that vein thing going on.
People send me things, in the emails. And this is from Bruce Ross. Bruce Ross, who can... it's like when Bruce sends you something, and it's kind of like you can see this little smile on Bruce Ross's face. Bruce Ross, of course, being the head of the editorial page for the Record Searchlight. And he just writes this, he just sends this one part out. It says, Marines hit the ground running and seeking recruits at the Gay Center. All right. Now, I told you, I have, the photo of the Navy lieutenant in uniform marrying his beloved, another guy. Was on the front pages everywhere, and I was just kind of like in sticker shock. But they sent the Master Sergeant Anthony Henry, a top Marine recruiter, pulled up at Tulsa, Oklahoma's biggest gay community center on Tuesday morning and left his Chevy where he can make a fast getaway. I have an exit strategy. I know where my choke points are. I strategically parked my car right at the curbside. I have an out. As it turns out, he was welcomed. He had three people come up to talk to him about joining, which, and of course you had all the media was there. The media was all over the place. In fact, they outnumbered the people that actually came up to talk about enlisting in the service. And the Marines were the service most opposed to ending the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, but they were only one of the five invited branches of the service. Now, the Marines have always promoted themselves as being the best, and with the law now changed, it appears that the Marine Corps says, if that's going to be the law, then by God, we're going to have the best gays out there in the Marine Corps. And you know what? If that's the law, then we better get the best gays out there because we're in combat. We're going to be in combat. So if you're gay, which I personally don't care about, you better be able to handle your pack. You better be able to handle your rifle and handle your part in this fight. I don't care if you're gay, black, Hispanic. I care if you're here illegally. I don't care about the other things. So, yeah, we're going to go out there. I think that is the whole day, though, was kind of like surreal to everybody. You only had three potential recruits. One was an officer from the National Guard, and the other one had scars on her left arm from cutting herself in high school. That right there is pretty much a disqualifier. It's hard to get them in after that. And the third potential recruit was a 25-year-old overweight high school dropout. He should have told her to go to Dallas. But finish school. We don't take high school dropouts. We don't take high school dropouts in the Marine Corps or any of the services. You know why? If you can't finish high school, you're not going to finish the the statistics say, and overwhelmingly, if you can't even finish high school, you're never going to finish a tour in the Marine Corps. All right. Let's just put that one away. All right. Let's get some good news going here. Today we're going to have... Curtis Bryan, we're going to be talking about another great event happening here. And then Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell are going to be here at 8 o'clock. And if that doesn't brighten your day right there, we're going to be talking about their show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things going on in our community and what's going on in the world. But right now, it appears that there's going to be a number of beaches and parks are going to be closing by July. There's not the money in the budget. It's not a surprise. We can't get the veterans' homes open. And why would you really think that all the beaches and parks are going to be open? Among the parks scheduled to be closed will be the China Camp in San Francisco Bay Area, the Governor's and Leland Stanford Mansions in Sacramento, Salton Sea, Mono Lake, Railtown, State Historic Parks, all of these. And I'm pretty sure we're probably going to get a couple out here, aren't we, Bad Bob?
I believe so. And the concern I have, of course, is that these facilities will be subject to squatting and vandalism and will lose them permanently.
Yeah, well, that is a good point. Okay, well, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk about things that you can do to prevent people just squatting and laying and sleeping around your property and what Anderson has just done, what Brown is saying. And that, and then there's a big night. If you're a Republican or interested in what's happening in the Republican Party, there's a big night tonight. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. 7:20 in the morning, September the 22nd. So, yeah, another deep cleansing breath, and I'll be ready to go here. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning, September 22nd. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR 1460. I see JRD John is there. Indie Guy. Who else is there? Bob. A couple others. Phil Smith. Looks like he's in there, too. Okay. Hey, but you know what? Anderson just voted, city council just voted, to ban any marijuana collectives in Anderson. To ban the marijuana collectives in Anderson. According to a report at their city council meeting. You know, that's kind of a big thing. There's one of them in Anderson, I think. Well, they just banned it. Said, "Nope, that's it. You're out of here." I wonder if the city council will ever get enough gumption, enough sand, enough testosterone, and all those other things to ban marijuana collectives in the city of Reading. You know, if the Republicans become elected officials, all the become the president, the only thing the new attorney general has to say is, we're going to enforce the federal drug laws. And what do you think happens then? Bad bomb.
Could get pretty darn ugly out there for the short term anyway.
No, but what he'll just say is, okay, say you're a building owner and you lease out spots for medical marijuana places. I'm now the attorney general. I am now going to enforce those laws. I'll give everybody 60 days, and on the 61st day, we're going to start enforcing them. And I start moving people around, and you know what that means. That means if you've got a marijuana collective in a place, I own that building can be seized.
I do have a bit of a problem with that property seizure thing, because I've known of people losing their homes who were completely, you know, they would rent in good faith and then
losing their house. That's wrong. You know, they say, well, you know what, it's your home, you should have known. Well, no, you don't always know. But what you do is you go out and you make it real clear to everybody, if you've got this on your, you know, property and all that, and, you know, it can be bad. All right. Governor Brown here is demanding money so he can shift the money to realignment. So all of those prisoners that are starting out. Now, you know what? It was kind of a surprise about something. One part of this. Here I was under the impression, and maybe I just read it wrong. Maybe it was written wrong. Maybe it's in there. But what it says here is that on sending prisoners back. Remember, we talked about releasing prisoners from the state prisons and being put back into our county. Is that the way you understood it, Bad Bob?
Right, that they would be returned back to the county in which they were convicted, I believe.
Well, it says the law that Brown signed in April was prompted by the state's fiscal problems, blah, blah, blah. The shift will not mean a release of current state inmates, rather lower-level offenders convicted after October 1st. Will serve their time in county jails or alternative programs instead of being sent to state prison. That is not the way I understand it.
Yeah, they were going to crack the gates and out they were going
to
come.
And we had to have a place in, you know, for the first 30 and then the next 30. And like this, it was going to be a total of 600 people they had to release out. We've got to find out about that.
I'm confused.
You know what? We need to find out about that. We need to make a phone call to somebody, because if that's true, that's something else completely different.
Nielsen should know.
We'll give a call. All right. That aluminum company bought a building here. They're going to start working, and eventually they're going to have up to 50 employees. The aluminum metal plant, Southern Aluminum Finishing, has purchased that that hair place out there where they did all the stuff out on Mountain Lakes Industrial Park. You know. It's been called different things through the law.
It has been through many lifetimes.
Many lifetimes, but they just bought it, the 230,000 square foot building, and they hope to have a line up and running by June, and eventually 50 people employed.
Well, hopefully this won't.
That's a good spot. Yeah. Hey, you know something else too? The guy that heads up the development corporations around here, the centers, LaSalle, mm-hmm. Mark LaSalle. I understand, you know, somebody talked to him and he said he talked to the Rotary Club. They've got several deals in the hopper right now percolating right there that could work out really well for Reading. And we need to have Mark on and see what those are.
Well, hopefully this new facility won't be like the Chatsworth manufacturing plant where they spent a year tooling it up and they were in business for 4 months before closing the doors again. That was an unfortunate circumstance, and that facility, of course, still sits empty on Airport Road. And it had promised to put a lot of people to work, and that unfortunately didn't pan out. So we got to get lucky sooner or later.
That's right. What, we got like 30 seconds? Yep. Okay, we come back. We have Curtis Bryant talking about a great cause. We're going to talk about the Reading Air Show also. We're going to talk about a number of other things. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:30 in the morning, September the 22nd. Hope you're having a great day, and we are.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street falling sharply at the opening bell, extending losses for a third straight day. A grim outlook from the Federal Reserve is weighing heavily on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now down some 350 points. Though fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, the labor market isn't showing any signs of improvement. Initial claims fell to 423,000, coming in lower than economists had expected. Typically, claims need to fall below the 375,000 mark to signal sustainable job growth. They haven't been that low since February. And FedEx shares are falling in line with the broader markets. Despite delivering better than expected results during the first quarter, the package delivery company lowering its per-share profit forecast for the year due to slowing global economic growth. FedEx is also raising shipping rates by 3.9%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, We become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
I got to get a camera in here just to capture that last moment scramble for the microphones and headphones and all that. If you could put, that on YouTube, make money, you know.
Yeah. Money. Money. I work for the government. Okay, 7:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment, but hopefully she'll be in here around 8-ish. But as soon as there's an opening in the studio, people will come in, build a studio, and they will come. And our guest, Curtis Byrne, is here. And Curtis comes in, well, one thing, he comes in and he's a friend, and he does so much for our community. And so when he comes in with stuff, we're, you know, we're more than happy to support it. But when he comes in carrying coffee, a scone, and two cigars, he has now become, you want to be producer?
He knows
he
how wants this ever, business
wants
works.
Whatever bad Bob sits. And then, as Curtis came in, Jackie Jolly walks in and says, "Hey, so there's an opening there. Got a place for me to sit? Come on down."
Linda was out of the studio, so I snuck in. Sorry, Linda.
Okay, let's start with Curtis. Curtis.
Yes.
Talk to me about Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation.
Luis Miramontes was a golf pro and the general manager out of Gold Hills, and he was a friend, and he passed away from cancer a couple years ago. He was just a very, very good person. So some of his friends and some business people in Reading have started a foundation for in his memory to bring cancer research and more awareness to the North State. We have very large goals. He was also a member of my Rotary Club, Riverview Sunset Rotary. And so our Rotary Club is putting on a fundraiser next week for him for seed money for the foundation. And our foundation is basically to bring cancer research to the North State. And ultimate goal, maybe have a Luis Miramontes Oncology Center, and to bring the Da Vinci machine for prostate cancer to Reading.
Well, you know, this week, and I'm sure you do, is that this is Prostate Awareness Month, or Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we had a doctor on earlier this week, and they talked about the importance of checking and this. And so, but this machine, I guess, you know, if you find prostate cancer early, it's like a 99%, you know, survival rate on this.
Absolutely.
And if us guys, us men, live long enough, we're all going to get it. My father was diagnosed with it when he was 82. And, well, what should we do about it? And the doctor looked at him, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, no offense, but by the time this becomes a problem, your dad's going to have quite a few other problems. And he was right. It never had an effect on Dad's life. And he passed away, you know, a year or so after that. But it's slow growing, but in some cases. But if you've got it in your family or a history of it in your family, you need to start getting checked early.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a good friend that just had the what do they call it? fast moving one. It was like bam, his PSAs went up. He had to go down to Irvine for the surgery because there's only two machines in California, in San Francisco and in Irvine. And, you know, they're specialists in that with the Da Vinci. And he just went down there, and fortunately, you know, they got it in time, and everything's a real good for him. But he just went through it. And it's
Oh, now, you have, the ideal thing is that you'll be able to obtain a machine, this machine you're talking about. And what's it called again?
The Da Vinci.
The Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason it's called the Da Vinci, besides the fact that Da Vinci is such a revolutionary builder and architect and just brain?
There you go.
Okay, that's good. That sums it up.
That's good enough for me.
It's a robotic machine that is so precise. They're able to go in, and it's not a radical surgery on the prostate. And so for men, obviously, that's a big deal.
Yeah, if it gets radical, there's radical things that can happen to your body.
That's right. And it's there. Yeah. Exactly. So these things are it's so precise and so good that it's recommended.
Okay. And are these things very expensive?
Oh, they're only about $1.5 million.
Is it a laser type surgery?
It's laser, it's yes. Laser, yeah. 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 It's
well, $1.5 million, though. I mean, when you think about it, in today's way of using the word billion, the way you use billions, $1.5 million seems like something that would be within a grasp if a community could get together on that. Plus, you get some grants.
That's right.
And that, you have, fundraisers like you have your Charter Foundation night, in fact.
Yes.
Let's just talk about that.
Yes, that's going to be next Thursday night, the night before the golf tournament. And basically, the sponsors that we've gotten, it's appreciation night for our sponsors, and there's a list of those. We're going to get together out of Gold Hills, and Chris Lauer is going to play guitar, and we're just going to have a
Chris is really good.
He's a great guy. And we're just going to sit around at Gold Hills and have hors d'oeuvres and talk about making the North State a destination point for cancer treatment.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but once a month we have Tuesdays, we do cancer awareness. Different doctors from different medical experts from here in Reading and the North State come in, and they talk about the different types of cancer, how lung cancer and breast cancer, how women with very dense breast may not show up when they get a mammogram. And so they're, for that reason, I mean, they walk away saying we don't see anything. But it becomes, that's a serious health problem. So they want to have the ability then to do an MRI, which goes in there where it can find this. And insurance companies won't pay for it. But the other ones don't work.
Right.
And then we talked about the prostate cancer just, on Monday. And now we're talking about, hey, maybe we can do something about it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to get Jackie on here
Talk about something
here. If you came in,
absolutely.
You deserve to talk here.
People come out to talk about.
That's right. Come in, sit down. Let's just start talking. Is that community radio? Is that us or what?
Absolutely.
It is. Okay, got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:42 in the morning, and it is September the 22nd. And is I don't know how hot it is. Bob never puts the temperature up there anymore. 67.
72, I think.
72. All right. Good job.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hey, dude. What are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses?
Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, September the 22nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are chatting live on KCNR1460.com on our, because we're streaming live. Our guest, Curtis Byron, and we're talking about the tournament with a mission, and we're talking about a golf tournament, and we're talking about a kind of a get-together, and this is for the Louis Miramontes Memorial Golf Tournament, and that's going to happen Friday?
Yeah,
Next Friday. Happens on the 30th, but on the 29th, you're getting having a little get-together for your people.
Right.
On that. Great. And the idea behind this is to bring something called the Da Vinci, which is a machine that's been invented that treats prostate cancer, and it's almost, I mean, for prostate cancer, can it handle
prostate
any other
surgery?
Prostate surgery. Can it do any other type?
The Da Vinci basically is a modification of a robotic tooling device that brings the kind of precision that creates tiny gears and other devices to surgery rather than a person's hand holding the laser that is used to do the cutting of the tissue. The surgeon is still programming the machine and controlling it, but the precision is just an order of magnitude more. And so you can get what you want out of there and leave the good stuff.
Exactly. And it also...
I hate it when he comes up with stuff like this. You know what? He's over there. He's typing. I know he's looking it up. He doesn't have it in his head. You don't have it in your head, do you? Who can...
No,
JRD,
I really bored on this thing Sungo, a couple years
Sungo
ago.
Sungo told you that on the line there. Okay. Okay, what can people do to get involved with this, Curtis?
They can call myself at 224-2345. They can call Steve Gaines at 221, I believe it's 6100, extension 303. Or Randy Jensen, 515-6837, to get involved with either the golf tournament or the foundation itself. This is basically the tournament next week is for seed money for the foundation. The foundation will kick off next year. We're going to have a comedy dinner show early in the spring. We're going to try to bring, you know, a very large name concert in the middle of the summer as a fundraiser, and then next fall we'll do a golf tournament, the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation. It'll be a 3 or 4 day event with fashion shows and all sorts of stuff. So that's our goals.
Okay, now you've got sponsorship opportunities here.
Absolutely.
But they need to call you and talk to you essentially about what it's at.
Yes.
Steve Gaines, 221-6100, extension 303. It's going to be at the Gold Hills Golf Club.
Yes.
This is Thursday. This is the Charter Foundation night. Now, is everybody invited to that?
Yeah.
No?
You can come out.
Okay.
I mean, you need to call and let us know you're coming.
Right.
We need a head count.
Now, but the big thing, though, is the golf tournament.
Yes.
The next day, and that's going to be at Gold Hills Golf Club. And just to play out there and to do this, do they have to do one of these packages?
No.
Okay.
No, they can just put together a team, $100 per player.
$100 per player.
Four-man teams.
Great.
And they can call just call Chad out at Gold Hills or call us, and we can help them.
Super.
But like I said, we when you have to go out of town to get good cancer care, it's a bad thing.
It is, and especially with the town, that's filled with experts that can do. I mean, that identify it, that help treat you. I mean, this is a lot of great medical care in Reading. And when you see, like, I know that for the veterans, they were having to go down to Myers down there to have a MRI done. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a 85-year-old man having to go. Spend 8 to 10 hours of his life going down there for a little procedure and coming back because it was a money thing. And they got a CAT scanner up here, so that helped. So if we, if you have something up here that saves the lives of people and it's something that the community with grants and raising the money can get, hey, we're all for that.
Absolutely.
Especially every day I get a little bit older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny thing.
Curtis Bryan here. And Curtis, just keep us informed, and we'll talk Absolutely. About this again next week and, to help, remind people where they're doing it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
We have Jackie Jolly is here from Shasta Trading Post, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk the air show. And Missing in America Project and the things that are going on at the air show this weekend. All right. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning. It's 71 degrees out there. And this is Free Fire Radio. Come on, baby. Let's do that.
Come on, baby. Let's do that. Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
The smell of gun grease.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's supposed to be Sky Pilot. It was going to lead us into the air show. I don't know what the heck that was.
Well, it's, you know, obviously a bad bump. 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You can get any type of coffee you want from Espresso Joe's. You can buy bulk coffee there. They'll show you how to use different coffee machines. If you have that requirement to have that and that perfect cigar, then you go into their walk-in humidor because it is perfect. And then they also have a community room. If you have a group of people that want to meet, Joe and Shelley provide a place for that. They provide a service. They give discounts to veterans. They are great advocates of our community. Tobacco and Brew. Go in there. Meet the people. Find out how friendly they are. They provide great service. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, our next guest, Jackie Jolly.
Impromptu guest today.
Impromptu guest because you wanted to come down and talk about some things that were going on, too, the Ready and Air show.
Yeah, the air shows this weekend, and I know there's a lot of fear in people's minds based upon the recent tragedies that occurred in Reno and in Michigan, I think, as well. Was it Michigan?
I think it's West Virginia.
West Virginia.
But, you know, the show, it wasn't an air show. It was an air race in Reno, and this is a big difference. They've taken their planes, and they have modified them so much, and they've pumped up the engines on them so much to get this, you know, get all that speed.
Sure.
And when you look at them, they don't even, like, this was a P-51 Mustang, and if you take a look at the photo of this plane, it doesn't even look like that plane. But I guess somehow it meets the criteria for it.
Did you also see the picture where the pilot seemed to be missing in the cockpit, like they thought that the seat had broke?
Oh, that could be it, too.
Yeah.
Well, the NTSB, Brenda has a acquaintance at work who was there. He was an EMT. He actually went out and assisted. And they said one of the things that really dismayed him was that these reporters and people with cell phones were running out there snapping pictures and starting to play around, you know, pick up and tamper with the stuff with the debris, which, of course, tends to cause problems for the NTSB when they're trying to do their investigation. And they were giving the law enforcement a hard time trying to chase them off from this debris.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, weird people. Thunderbirds are going to be there.
That's going to be an amazing event this weekend.
CFF-18 is going to be there. You're going to have specialty acts. You're going to have people jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. You're going to be able to put people in the cockpit and drive around. It's going to be a great time. I think that, in fact, we're going to have a couple of pilots on the show tomorrow to talk about what they do. And then you're going to have a veteran salute and an oath ceremony at the show. Now, you are... Missing in America Project is operating out of your office. Right?
Yeah. Missing in America Project, was looking for a home, and we have graciously provided them one, and we're proud to have them in our offices. It's the right thing to do, as their slogan says. And we will be volunteering at the booth selling T-shirts to support MIAP this weekend.
Great. There's going to be a number of organizations that are going to be there. The American Legion, American Legion Auxiliary, North Valley Stand Down, Families Honoring Our Troops, Veterans Service Office, Veterans Cemetery, CVAC, Affiliated Council, the Museum. I mean, everybody's going to be there at this, and I think that it is great. And right after the air show is the Mash Bash. So you can be right there on the grounds, you can be doing that, and then you can kind of wander on over to the show. Now, tell us what the Trading Post is doing.
Well, the Trading Post is doing just an amazing amount of things these days. One of the things that we actually are doing, I was a guest speaker this morning at Shasta Dam Kiwanis Clubs regarding reading programs that we have going on. About five of them here in Shasta County. We're ranging up into Humboldt, Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama, Butte, and Sonoma counties. So we have six counties that we have reading programs going on for K-8 students.
How do you do that? How's that work? I mean, you provide books or mentors?
Well, actually, we print bookmarks themselves, 2x6 bookmarks that are really great. We get sponsorships from the community. They go into the schools. We print a minimum of 1,000, like for our Bernie Fall River, up to 8,000 bookmarks for a program that's going on between Eureka and Fortuna. And once a child reads four books, they run away roared, whether it's free bowling, movie tickets, read three, get a pizza for free. Just amazing community support, good thing for the kids, and a lot of fun to do.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Jackie and Curtis Jolly.
Thank you.
Just a trading post.
Thank you so much for having me,
you know,
Carl.
It's Curtis wrote in on the chat room. Hey, this is a little strange here in Curtis and Jackie, and I'm not even there.
Well, different Curtis.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know what? Couldn't tell the difference there, Curtis. Ah, just kidding.
Whoops, sorry. And I just want to say, you know, great support for the Da Vinci machine coming in, having, you know, relatives that have had some challenges with cancer and having to go down to UCF for gamma knife radiation. So having a machine right here in the local area that can reach a lot of people. Me too, absolutely. And what a great way to support it by playing golf.
Okay. Jackie Jolly from the Shasta Trading Post.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
And there's always an opening for you all here. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. Come back, Don Schumann and Judy Maxwell.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The sell-off that began yesterday continues this morning on Wall Street. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti is watching the numbers live.
Ron, the Dow Industrials are down 345 points. Investors are concerned after the Federal Reserve indicated the downturn could last for years. Many European and Asian markets down at least 4%. Here in the U.S., 100 companies in the S&P 500 are hitting their lowest levels in a year. And commodities like oil, gold, silver, and copper are dramatically lower. Ron.
Lauren, the job situation is something that President Obama talks about today near the Ohio River. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz is live at the White House.
The president will be visiting the Brent-Sprentz Bridge near Cincinnati. The White House says the nearly 50-year-old bridge is a good example of where the president's jobs bill could create work as well as fix important infrastructure. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it doesn't take more stimulus to replace a bridge.
Don't tell us we need to pass a $500 billion stimulus bill and accept job-killing tax hikes to do it.
Now, why this bridge? Well, it just happens to lead from McConnell's state of Kentucky into Ohio, which is very near the congressional district of House Speaker John Boehner.
Mike, we may be looking at another countdown until the government runs out of money. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Republican House leaders failed to pass a bill to fund the government through mid-November.
It's their responsibility to put 218 votes up on the floor. On their legislation.
Washington Democrat Norm Dix and nearly every other Democrat voted no. They don't like that the bill pays for disaster relief by cutting funding for a clean energy program. Four dozen conservative Republicans also broke ranks, saying the spending bill spends too much, Ron.
Jared, it's now Hurricane Hillary, just upgraded from a tropical storm in the Pacific. Forecasters saying it's tracking along the Mexican coast. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
They say Rick Perry and Mitt Romney have the most support among Republican presidential candidates. Their rivals try to make inroads tonight when they all debate again.
The leader in most polls in most states, Rick Perry, says these debates have value.
I just think it's important for the people of America, and certainly in the Republican primary, to see the clear differences that the candidates have.
Perry and Mitt Romney have been outlining their differences on Social Security, obviously a huge issue in Florida, where one in five residents are retired. Perry continues to call it a Ponzi scheme. Romney's blasting Perry's call for the states to take over Social Security.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Orlando, site of tonight's debate, which will air on Fox News. Remember the protests about the Islamic Community Center being built near Ground Zero in New York? It opened last night with an admission of mistakes being made beforehand.
We didn't know that we had a responsibility to interact with the 9/11 families, but today we realize the responsibility and what we have to do.
Park 51 developer Sharif El-Gamal. A student who is against homosexuality is in trouble at his school in Texas.
Dakota Airy was talking about religion at Fort Worth's Western Hills High School.
I said that I was a Christian. I think being homosexual is wrong.
And that's when the 14-year-old's teacher got upset.
I guess he heard me and then started yelling about it, and he said he was going to give me an infraction and send me to the office.
They called Dakota's mom and told her he'd been suspended for 2 days.
At first, I was kind of in disbelief because my son is an honor student. He's in football, and he gets great grades.
The family contacted a lawyer. They want Dakota cleared of wrongdoing. The school says they can't comment on student-related issues. Todd Stearns, Fox News Radio.
Another look at Wall Street. The NASDAQ index is down 64 points, S&P 500 off 32, and the Dow is down 336 points. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. 8:05 in the morning, September the 22nd. It's 71 degrees out there. It's going to be like 102 today. Our guests for this hour are Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell. But before we get to them, I've got a very important guest on the line here also, Major John Kleckner. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Something happened yesterday. And or Tuesday, I should say, with a very little fanfare, and we need to talk about that.
Okay.
At Tuesday, there was a ceremony at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
That's correct.
And would you mind sharing with our listeners what it was?
Well, there was a proclamation, and what occurred was there was an announcement by the chairman, and then a proclamation was read by Supervisor Hartman that designated Shasta County as the first Purple Heart County in the United States of America. And in attendance was 20 members of the 2001 Jack Tolbert Military of the Purple Heart and their wives. And it was a very, in my opinion, a very momentous, if you can use a word, momentous occasion, to have your county identified as the Purple Heart County. I've received a number of responses back from the post that I made announcing what happened, what transpired on Tuesday. And it was surprising how many veterans said to me, gee, I wish my county was as supportive of veterans as Shasta County is of their veterans.
Well, now, John, is this something that Shasta County decided to do? Or is this something that has started across the country? Or is this something that our county has started and we think will probably spread?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know all the particulars. Jim Berg is our commander. He's an incredible guy. And he worked with the leadership of California and the national leadership of the military of the Purple Heart in conjunction with Larry Lees and Supervisor Hartman to make this happen. Now, I've been told that another county in the Bay Area, and I apologize, I don't know which one it is, in a couple of weeks is also going to be designated a Purple Heart County, but Shasta County was designated a Purple Heart County, or is the first one to have that designation in honor.
Well, you know what, for the number of servicemen we have up here, which of course is a huge number of veterans up here, and for the honor and sacrifice that this portion of the state has made for California, it doesn't surprise me that Shasta County has been designated as the first supporter of the Purple Heart County. It's an honor, and it's people like yourself and the other veterans that are proactive on so many things, John, that have helped get a lot of this happening here in the county. We salute you.
Well, Carl, I want to tell you, thank you for saying that, and I keep waiting to catch up with the power curve, because it just seems that every day something. I'm not a negative person, but I'm getting beat down. God, we've got to do something about this state government and get it on track, because we're taking a licking, and I keep sending posts out, and they're identifying what's going on. But nothing is going to happen unless the veterans and their supporters, their families, et cetera, get behind them and let the state legislature and the governor know how their feelings and what they want to happen as far as veterans are concerned. We've got to get that veterans home opened up. And I found out this morning about 1:30 through a I just happened to check the my email before I went to sleep, and I got a notice from the state VFW that the governor is trying to appoint a new commission to oversee veterans and their policies and procedures, etc. And I emailed back and I said, "Well, whatever happened to the CDVA, the California Department of Veterans Affairs, or the California Veterans Board? I mean, here are two huge groups that are paid or chartered to do nothing but take care of veterans. Why add another layer to it?" So I don't know what's going on, but as soon as I find out, you'll be the first one to know.
Well, John, I hope so. We could speak for an hour right now about that. But I wanted to get out the announcement that Shasta County and throughout the nation is the very first county that has been designated.
First county, and this was an incredible effort by our commander Jim Berg, and he worked very closely with total cooperation from Linda Hartman and Larry Lee.
Of course, great supporters of veterans.
Yeah, along with our state commander and our national commander, military Order of the Purple Heart.
Super. Okay, hey John, thank you very very much. We're gonna have you on soon. We got to get an update, of these things and how we can organize and fight for veterans' rights. Thank you, sir. You bet.
Okay, I think before we go on break, we have our the Morning Market Minute with Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. It's a bright spot. Is it a bright spot, Susan?
Not yet, but the stocks and commodities are still under pressure while bonds are rallying. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 355 points at 10,771. The S&P 500 is off 33 points at 1,133, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 62 points at 2,475. Taking a look at a few actively traded technology stocks, Apple's down $5.20 at $406.52, Google's down $16.31 at $522.54, and Microsoft is off 68 cents, trading at $25.30. Local stocks of interest, Safeway's down 33 cents at $16.22. Costco's down $1.63 at $82.78. Walmart is down 59 cents, trading at $50.75. Treasuries have advanced for a fifth straight day. The 30-year yield moved to 2.85% from 3.36% a week ago. Over in the commodities arena, crude oil is down $4.08, trading at $81.84. Gold is down $78.80 an ounce at $1,729.30. Silver's down $3.62 at $36.85. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Even though maybe it wasn't as bright as we saw. Hey, it looked like, Microsoft was down. I don't think it bothers Bill Gates too much, because yesterday it just came out that he was the number one, the richest American, according to Forbes. He's only worth $59 billion. If you want to go after people with money, Bill, how many... can you get by with $25 billion? Carl Underbaugh, this is Free Fire Radio. He was brutally handsome. She
was terminally pretty. Folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:15 in the morning, September the 22nd. It's going up to over 100 today. It's 71 degrees right now. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Give them a call. North Star Sessions is going to be up there. They're going to rock up there. They've got a special event going in their event tent with North Star. They are a really good band. You need to go out and check it out. That's Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Now,
good morning, Carl.
This has been kind of a real flexible show this morning. You know, people coming in, people leaving, more people coming in, people calling.
It's like the show Judy and I do on Sunday. It's kind of Steinfeld. Sometimes it's nothing about nothing, but we talk about everything that's nothing.
Let me introduce two of my favorite people, Don Shulman, Judy Maxwell.
Thank you.
You know what?
I tell you what. I mean, I'm not sure my brain's awake at this time in the morning. I don't know how y'all do it.
You don't have coffee and cigars like Carl.
Well, people come in and pour coffee in my throat, down my throat or on my leg or something like that.
May I tell you something? It's a great pleasure to be here with seven children. It's a great pleasure to be anywhere.
You know, that's one of the things that, Judy, you deserve an award.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
People that know Judy Maxwell, you always see Judy. She always looks so nice. She, you know, it's a Southern Belle. Well, she brought a 5.5-foot monitor lizard in here, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm hanging on to the monitor lizard. She is absolutely torturing Linda with a tarantula. I mean it. Torturing Linda with a tarantula. And Linda starts talking and goes like a whole segment with... And then she brings
the
in
owl.
No, and then she brings in this barn owl. She's got it on this big leather glove on her, and she's got a dress on and everything. And the barn owl starts to try to get away, and those wings were flapping about 80 miles an hour. Her hair was straight up in the air, and there's nothing but a smile on her face. Going, you like that tarantula? You like that tarantula?
Well,
y'all,
great. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry Linda's not here, but I did bring her a little gift.
Well, when Linda gets here, she'll be here. So let's put the gift away.
Let's put that gift away here. Hey, sweetie.
Too bad we don't have YouTube on.
Okay, the Don Shulman Show. Let's talk about that. What do you do? I know it's a fun show, and I know there's a lot of people that listen to it. For the people that maybe haven't heard it, one or two that may be out in those hollows someplace, or hollers out there. Yeah.
We're evolving into, I think, a weekend magazine. A show that we, it's fun, they can call in, they can talk about different things, and Judy and I, Judy's very good. Judy knows a lot of neat stuff. In fact, tell us about the Cowboys, Judy.
Oh my gosh, that was just so awesome. I mean, I went to the 49er Cowboy game, and guess who won? I mean,
won the 49ers.
No!
In fact, that was a good game.
You know,
I do not usually watch football, but I was watching, for some reason, you know, it flipped on there, and I was looking, and they were coming back, the Cowboys coming back and fighting them.
I
thought, are the 49ers really going to collapse?
Well, I tell you what, there was so much enthusiasm because it was like back in the 90s whenever, you know, it was Steve Young and Troy Aikman, and it was just so much enthusiasm. I mean, there were a lot of Cowboy fans, and it was just it was just a great game. It was anybody's game down to the last minute, but you know what? I'm so glad that Cowboys won, so at least I have bragging rights for a few years.
And the thing that I like about what Judy and I present each Sunday is that we have the only local sports show.
Absolutely.
There is
no other sports show except yours.
And some of the things we talk about, like we'll be talking about Part D of Medicare, which is you have to be very careful of that. And
now, that was a segue.
It certainly was, wasn't it?
Well, you know, Bad Bob needs Part D.
Yes, and Part E, which they haven't come out yet.
Right. We talk about you and your money. We have different people coming on about that. We have bridal talk, and that's great because, you know, that gives us because with Don's bridal guide, and then we got the upcoming
bridal show. Yes.
And that's a big one. A lot of people come to that.
That's a really big
one. We have 160 vendors at this show. Plus, we're doing something really unique. We've got 300 to 400 dresses, from the $150 value wedding gowns to the couture line discounted.
Wow.
So it's going to be something.
I'll admit it, I was quite surprised. You know, you were putting it on last year at the
Senior Citizens
place. And so Linda and I went down there just, you know, show up and support. And there's a line out front. I went, okay, let's just take our walk. And we went for a walk down the trail. We come back. The line's longer. I mean, now the line's out into the parking lot. I mean, around. I mean, it had to be 100 people in the line. And I'm like, you know, like, Don, I don't like him that much. You know,
I don't like me that much either. So what's interesting.
I was surprised at how many. I mean, but then the interest. When you started the bridal show. And how many people are, I mean, and they get in it early, and their parents get into it. And then, I mean, this thing was, I mean.
Well, this year, we're having it at the Simpson Event Center, which will accommodate 2,500 people. There won't be a waiting line. We're doing a lot of unique things. In fact, a funny story is the RPD stopped by because the parking lot was full, and people were running everywhere. And the officer said, "What's going on here?" to the parking lot attendant. He said, "Oh, it's a bridal show." And the officer said, "I didn't know there's still that many suckers."
Oh, and then we'll take a quick break. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell from the Don Shulman Show. We're going to talk a little bit more about his show, about things going on. Let's talk some financial stuff with Judy, if you don't mind,
sure.
As part of this. Great. It's 8:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, with our huge inventory of in-stock appliances, we make your choices when appliance shopping much easier. Choose from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair brands, just to name a few, all ready for immediate delivery. Stoves, cooktops, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, along with washers and dryers, all in stock and priced right. At Carmona's Appliance, we will meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free, and no credit check is required. Plus, you enjoy the Carmona's advantage, local ownership, huge in-stock inventory, complete parts and service departments, plus 12 months same as cash and free local delivery. Your local brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning, September 22nd. Carl and about Linda is on assignment, and we'll be. She might be still getting in here later on today. I know she's running around getting some things done. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea, top designer lines. He's been an optometrist here in Reading for 20 years. He is our optometrist. We trust him. He's got the latest in designer progressive lenses. He takes care of glasses and eye needs for the whole family, from toddlers to very senior citizens. And if you're worried about insurance, don't worry about it. He's going to work with you about that. He goes, he cares about your vision. And I guess that's the bottom line. In times are tight, you still have to take care of your health. And Dr. Joseph Lea, Joe Lea, will help you with that. He wants to make sure your eyes are healthy and that your family's eyes are healthy. So give him a call at 223-2325. Our guest, Don Shulman, Judy Maxwell, Don Shulman Show, and his cohort,
yes.
Judy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Judy, your business.
Yes,
and when you're not, when you're not being on the radio, being very entertaining and holding tarantulas over people's heads.
I know, I do have another life.
Tell us about your life.
Oh, okay. Well, I have Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've had it for 18 years, and I have a great, great team of people that work there in the office with me. Pam, when you call, that's the nice voice you get in when you first call. And Glenda, who I've known over 20 years, she does the Medicare and the health insurance. Jeff is our property casualty, business liability insurance expert. Don, who I've worked with for over 12 years, is our office manager and keeps us in line. And then Christy is my assistant as far as, because I do work with small businesses and retirees and so Christy's my personal assistant on that. So
okay.
And one of the things that I liked about Judy is we have our insurance with her, and it came time for enrollment again, and we said, oh, what's out there? And she says, well, I was going to call you because I'm researching to see if there's a less expensive policy that still has the same benefits. And she found it. Saved us a good bit of money.
Well, you know what? That's always good.
Well, you know, that's what we I mean, the key is customer service, and that's where referrals, that's what the business has been built on, and, you know, just being there for people and just letting them know you care.
Well, that's where small business shines.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
it really
is. You've got to be able to give service to your clients. And, you know, when you go to a big box store, you big things, like, you know, I have USAA. I had it, you know, for all the time in the military. I don't know who I talk to. They seem nice. But who are they? And Linda, and it bothers Linda. And she goes, you know, that you don't have somebody you can just come walk in and look in their eyes and go, well, did I forget to ask something? You know, where you care enough about Don and your clients go, well, you know what, I think I can do this. Where if you're at a, you know, one of those, you know, insurance companies in the sky that they won't go that
well,
extra
you
mile.
Also don't know what you're buying either. Yeah. You don't understand what you have. And, you know, a lot of it as far as, you know, insurance is one of the things you're going to spend the most amount of money in your life on, but you don't know the least amount about it. And so that's what we try to do, is just explain to you what you have and how you can, you know, appreciate it and make the most use of your insurance dollars.
And I was proud to be one of these major name insurance companies. And I went to someone like Judy and found out that I was paying $600 more for less coverage.
That's the difference. And there's a difference. So,
Bob
and I'll come down and visit you.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that.
You know, right now, you know, when we have our Wells Fargo business moment. Now it's called the mad moment because you never can tell what's happening.
It is a mad moment, yes.
Well, what's going on right now? What would you tell people?
Well, it is, I tell you what, I'd tell him I'd listen some duct tape to Bernanke and put it over his mouth, because anytime he opens up his mouth, the world gets all shook up. And we are a global economy, and everything is very global now. And the United States has always been one of the leaders. And so as things are getting kind of rocky over here, then it just sends, you know, earthquake waves throughout the whole world.
Yeah, what's amazing is a small wave becomes a tsunami.
It
here
does. It
in
really,
the financial
really
world.
It really, really does.
Well, what was the latest he said about he's going to sell off some bonds and buy others?
Make them into long-term is what he was going right. to talk about. And sell off the short-term debt and put it into long-term. And it just sent kind of shockwaves. I mean, you already have some shaky economy over there with Greece and Portugal, Italy, Spain. All of those are kind
of... All of them are teetering.
Yes. Yeah, all of them are teetering. China's cut back on their manufacturing, and so all of this kind of, it's like I said, we are a global economy now, and so if you're planning on retiring, then that, in fact, I had a guy back in February, and he was wanting to retire here in the fall, in October, and I said, put it all in cash, and then so at least we know the number that we've got, mm-hmm. and so we moved it all to the money market. So he missed all of that volatility in the summertime, and so I just got one phone call, and he just said, thank you, because now he knows his number, so we secure it.
And when we come back, I want to tell you why I love KCNR, why I think it's so important to the community, and it's the economy, and a little bit of what we're talking about.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. The community is so entwined, and I don't think people realize how entwined we are here. Why, you know, when we push local businesses, we'll come back and talk about it, why we push local businesses here, and as opposed to the big box stores. But we'll come back. We're going to talk about that. Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell are our guests from the Don Shulman Show on Sunday. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:30 in the morning on September 22nd. Thank you there, Bad Bob.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks continuing their slide on Wall Street. The Dow down about 357 points right now.
Investors concerned over the Fed's pessimistic assessment of the economy, and they're also disappointed with the Fed's $400 billion twist, a complicated way to bring down interest rates.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti not helping the situation.
A decline in jobless claims for the first time in 3 weeks because analysts say the level of 423,000 is too high to drop the unemployment rate.
And a plea from the former professor accused of killing three colleagues at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Amy Bishop saying she's not guilty by reason of insanity in the 2010 shootings. After the slayings, Bishop was also charged with killing her teenage brother in Massachusetts. That shooting was originally ruled an accident back in 1986. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bot. Linda's on assignment today, 8:35, but she will be here tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bot. And she has theater, and there's going to be, and Lisa Collins is going to be here. She's got a number of guests, and they're going to be talking about what's going on this weekend. They have a lot of giveaways, and speaking of a giveaway, I have two tickets to the Monster Truck Rally for Friday, September 30th. Show starts at 8 p.m. The first caller scores a couple of free tickets to the Monster Truck Nationals down in Red Bluff, the district fairgrounds. First caller gets two tickets to the Monster Truck Nationals. Okay. Our guest, Don Shulman, Judy Maxwell, are here to their show, the Don Shulman Show, with Judy Maxwell.
You know, absolutely.
Keeping
yes.
him in
I
place.
Have, yes.
yes, keeping
yeah,
him in.
I have a big job to do.
Yes. Well,
they should pay you for that.
It was pay? What was interesting?
This is too much fun.
What was interesting when this opportunity for me to be affiliated or associated with KCNR came up, I had a couple ways to go. And in analyzing everything, the reason I chose this opportunity was because it is a local community station. It's not corporate. The dollars that are generated keep being regenerated around the community. Doesn't go to some corporate office back in wherever it is. And it's really nice, the veterans, the businesses, and it's something I really wanted.
And that's the same reason why I wanted to be a part of it, because being a business owner for so many years, it is just a great opportunity to help other local business owners and stuff. And it's just wonderful to be there to have them on as guest, and it's curiosity. I've always been an enthusiastic, curious person, and it's always neat to learn about other people's business and how they do things and why they're doing what they're doing.
And assessing Carl, I thought he would be the only sucker who'd put up with my proclivities and oddness. Right, Bad Bob? Yes? I didn't mean to wake him.
You are a connoisseur of oddness. Don't
yes,
you?
I can be. Yes, I can be. But well, Judy keeps me level.
Well, you know the thing about it is a community radio station is just that. You know, yes, we have syndicated shows throughout the day. Dennis Miller, Lauren Grum, Michael Savage, and into the evening. But we have local news. You know, and Linda and I, of course, from 7 to 9. And then, but on Saturdays and Sundays, we go from 6 in the morning. Till 2, and then on Saturdays, and on Sundays, we go from 8 in the morning till literally 7 o'clock at night, with just a couple hours in between. All local programming. Mm-hmm. All people with different viewpoints. People talking about health, fitness. They're talking about hunting and fishing. They mm-hmm. talk about, hey, let's sell it. You know, it's like a moving yard sale around the town. You know, real estate, We the People, a Tea Party, and then followed by Dr. Doug Craig, who is an environmentalist and talks about what's going on with the environment, but with so many other subjects after that. And then, of course, your show, New Radio Theater, which puts on a radio theater show every week.
And then, of course, Sovereign Minds, it talks about Federal Reserve, and it talks about a number of things that, you know, what's going on here? What doesn't make sense?
Before Judy tells you the new thing she came up with that I like, I don't want to put Linda Bott on the spot, but she is quite a unique lady. She is a, to use an old term, she's a chanteuse. She was one of the gold diggers for Dean Martin, and we'd like to interview her on our show to talk about those days, wouldn't we, Judy?
Oh, we sure would. Those were great, great, great days. And I know
the legendary
got
days.
Stories.
She does. She has it, and I know she would love to do that and be honored by that. Before we go anywhere else, we've gotten a chat message. One of our chatters was out walking around, enjoying the weather. Forgot that they'd had a pan of rice on the stove, caught on fire. And the person, I don't know if it's a male or female, heard the fire alarm going off inside her house, went in, got the pan out, and the house didn't burn. And what they said was, just, you know, it's wintertime coming, please check your batteries on your fire alarms. You know, and on the smoke detectors there. So thank you very much for that, Santa, and it is good advice. Okay.
Good thing they could have had a giant walk.
Yeah, they could have.
That must have just smelled wonderful.
You know, yes. Don, you know, why'd you start the show? I mean, we talk about it and joke around a bit.
Why?
Yeah, because
I wanted to do something.
With,
yes, excuse me.
You started out with bridal talk and then, you know, movie talk. And then, but you were, from the very beginning, you were antsy from that.
Well, one day I went rogue, remember, and Carl Linda says, oh my gosh, what did you do? Because we were talking about movies, and I just started to rant and rave about things. And when we met, I said, you know, I want to do something a little different. I want to get information out. I want to be more community. And you said, give me an outline. I gave you an outline. And you and Linda says, gosh, that's great. That's a kind of a magazine and something that I want to do something different. We don't talk. We touch on politics a little from time to time. We don't talk politics. We don't. We want to be informative, want to have lots of fun, which we do. Oh, we do. Gosh, most of the time the guests are laughing, we're laughing, people are driving by laughing, we can hear them.
So, it is a happy show.
It's a happy show.
It is.
Happy camper, we're happy show. Okay. Happy feet.
But we're there and we give lots of great information. We have great people who come on and share, you know, their stories and their businesses or whatever it is, and a lot of helpful things. We had Shirley Powell here recently talking all about health and fitness and diabetes and prevention and what to do with it. And so it was a great show. We had lots of call-ins on that.
Had the mayor on?
Yes, we did. She was my co-host, yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell from the Don Shulman Show. We've been talking about why did they start the show? Why did Don start the show? And now Judy's there. We've been talking a little bit about financial matters. We're going to come back and talk about the impact of the businesses staying together, local businesses staying together, and, you know, maybe help supporting each other here in town. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
News with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to tell everybody about our summer special. $100 off on any install done by Johnny and Ricky on Toyo and Monitor kerosene heater for the next month of September. Yes, I know it's 105 degrees. That's not what you're thinking about, but winter's not that far off. Give Sherry a call and ask about our pay forward account so you're not being hit with a big kerosene bill all at one time. For the propane folks, we're starting to do a lot more motorhomes. We're also selling the small 2.5-gallon to 9-gallon bottles and forklift bottles. So don't be caught with an empty barbecue bottle on Sunday. That rubbing two sticks together just doesn't work. If you're interested in CFN or fleet-wide fuel cards, give us a call and we'll set you up. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, ask for Vanessa or Jordan. In Redding, Kathy, Sherry, or Kelly. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment. 8:43 in the morning, September the 22nd, 71 degrees. I don't believe that for a second, but Bob hasn't looked at it in an hour. And we'll get to the right temperature. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great conversation, great prices, and discounts for veterans. That's right, man's last stronghold. Go in there, great magazines, you know, National Geographic and Car and Driver and all that. And
Playboy.
No, men's magazine. No Playboy in there. Absolutely. Not only when Don walks in.
Stereo Review and stuff like that.
That's right. It's got man cave stuff in there, and women are always treated with great respect when they walk in there.
Well, you know, getting to this man stuff, I've said this before. At my house, when I say jump, my wife tells me how high.
There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back into a great time. Okay, guest Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell. Don Shulman Show. Now, you know, and Judy has become such an integral part of it.
I love what I'm doing. Well, I mean,
and you know, I consider it the Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell Show, actually. And that's how we proceed. Judy has so much to offer and give and comes up with some really neat stuff that puts me right in my place.
Now, you know, one of the things we talk about is how community radio, you know, the voice of the people that, you know, that have, you know, that want to have, you know, they have their ideas, they have ideas for shows, and they come on. But one of the things that we like to do is promote local businesses. And local businesses need to promote other local businesses here. You know, what is that? Was that, you know, that 350, you spend $50 a month at three local businesses, and it adds up to, you know, millions of dollars that year?
We on the show that Judy and I do have had the same sponsors from the beginning. They've stuck with us. They know the value of KCNR and our show.
They really do. And the sponsors that we have, they know that we're there, we're promoting them, and we're going to their places, we're promoting them, networking between, getting other people to go to them and stuff. And so that's what's really neat is we are a community, and it's about networking between each other and helping each other.
We have the Shasta County Professional Wedding Association. We've got 60 members, and it's not like an association where they refer to each other. They come together to be community, to be a community entity, and it's working. It's incredible. We've got the largest show in the North State with our bridal guide show, except for San Francisco and Sacramento. We are expecting 2,000 brides.
And I think we're also planning on doing a remote for KCNR there, too.
Yeah, we're going to have that there for the 2 hours at that show. It should be really interesting.
It is going to be so much fun.
You know, just make sure that Bob has a tastefully done wedding gown on.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something between the engineer we have and Bob. They're both excellent, except our engineer dresses like Pocahontas one time and Little Red Riding Hood, and Bob just sits there. What is that?
This is Bob.
It's just Bob.
This is no. He's Bad Bob. We have just Bob.
Oh, we have just Bob. Then we have Bad Bob.
You have just Bob. We have Bad Bob.
We've gone through Nate. We've gone through Chandler.
Chandler, yes.
No. Well, Chandler's still here. But Chandler's, you know, starting school and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He's ramping down.
Poor Nate, Chandler. Nate, I always Nate tried to Saturdays. Set him up. I always tried to auction him off and set him up with a bride.
Well, you got him into a tuxedo one day, didn't you?
Yeah, we had him at the show dressed in a tuxedo, and he, good sport. A real good sport.
You keep looking at your watch. You
want
some place
to
be
here. Career, right?
Well, yes, I'm just habitual, you know. I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to talk about a new segment that we're going to be doing once a month on our show, and it's Judy's Book Club. And I'm just very passionate about promoting the local authors of books around in our local area. And because there's so many people, there's so much talent here, and they've written great books, but no one knows about them. And October the 2nd is our kickoff. And the first lady that's going to be there, she's got an incredible story. She grew up at San Quentin. Her name is Marjorie McAleer. And her first book was about her dad, who was doing time in Kew. And he started the athletic department there.
When you say doing time in Kew, was he a prisoner?
No, but he worked there.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
If you talk to a lot of the people who work in the jail here and others, they are also incarcerated. They're there. They can't really leave. And they go through the same macerations and the same kind of emotions that some of the prisoners do.
And so she's going to talk about as a child and everything growing up at San Quentin and what it was all about. So it just she has a fascinating story. So and there's more out there. And you know, if you have written a book and you would like to be part of the book club and be on our show, just drop me an email at judymaxwell@sbcglobal.net or just email the show. Here and it'll get to me as well. What's the email here?
Send it to bob@kcnr1460.com.
What's fascinating about the guest on the book club is anyone who's familiar with the jail system, and I have a lot of friends in there, and we've talked, and I've worked in there to help them, and it's a whole different world. It's a world within a world, and it's fascinating if you can get any kind of glimpse of it.
Well, we're lining up a guard who's been at San Quentin, a friend that... retired after like 30 years being in a guard in San Quentin, and the major areas there. And we're going to have him on. He's got a lot of interesting stories and things that are just absolutely surprising when you hear things about what, you know, it's not just about what happens in there, but, you know, other things.
When I was there, I always liked swimming the channel. They kept getting me back.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, to talk about authors, we have we had a gentleman on that had won the a mystery award,
the Edgar Award.
The Edgar Award for mysteries for young adults.
That's pretty prestigious.
Okay. And, he would be perfect.
That's somebody that you need to have on. And then the owner of Jack's now wrote a book about his father's experiences when he was shot down over France during World War II.
And he walked out.
Another one. You're absolutely right. There's lots of authors. And then they've got children's books and all that.
The people at Jack's are great people. I did the comedy driving school for 2 years, and he was in there. We had a great time.
Okay.
Great time.
This is Carl Linda Bott. It's 8:50 in the morning, September the 22nd. 75 degrees out there, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
We won't back down. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, 8:52 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Talk about taking a step back in time where people care about you. There you go. There, Espresso Joe's, coffee the way you want it. Cold drinks for those hot afternoons. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there. And Joe and Shelley, they support this community. Veterans get discounts there, as they do at the Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, they care about what's going on in our community. Okay. Now, I have, don't make me have to really get angry about this. I have two tickets to the Monster Truck Nationals for Friday, September 30th. Free admission. These are $16 tickets. Get in there and watch the Duel of Death. Watch the Monster Truck, the Widowmaker, the Coffin Man.
And
the,
I took Daryl 2 years ago, and he loved, took him and four of his friends, and they just loved
all
it.
All you have to do is give us a call at 605-4567.
I think you're not doing it right. You have to do it. It's Monster Trucks in Red Bluff. Call now.
Okay. Yes. Whoever calls gets these tickets. Don Schulman and Judy Matthews.
Well, that was enough really, to put me here.
Put these things away.
We're going to do some neat things. We're going to give out prizes. We're going to start the Dear Don segment, which I've got a...
Dear Don
yes,
segment.
Yes, I got a couple emails a while back, and I've had a couple that said do it again, where one of the questions where we caught my son stealing 3 times, and we talked to him all 3 times, what do we do? And my answer to them was either get him a friend who's proficient at it, so you get all kinds of new, neat things in the house when you show up, or let him go because your state will take care of him, feed him, and everything, and you won't have to worry about him.
Yeah, and then he comes back.
Yeah, so you'll get more neat things. So we're going to start a Dear Don where Judy and I will be answering the questions that these people have.
I'm not sure my answers are going to be like yours.
Are these advice to the lovelorn, too, you know?
Well, we may do that, too. Judy had a fabulous wedding. We talked about it at one time in Texas where, who did you have? Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, he was so great. He played till 4 in the morning. It was just a great, great party.
And we have a lot of neat things we talk about at the show where it's just information and fun things, and we invite you to listen once. If you don't like it, then you can call Carl Bott and say, Carl, you were terrible. If you like it, you can keep listening.
Well, you know, you cover a number of subjects. You cover, like I said, you cover sports. You cover the bridal stuff. You cover financial interest, you know, for mm-hmm. seniors. It is an entertainment show. You're not covered into one group of topics. And I think that's what makes it a success. When you have 2 hours, you've got to be able to go from topic to topic to topic. And, you know, some will ring, you know, with people, some others won't. And well, you can never tell.
Some of the things we did that were fun is we talked about how this vent cleaning thing where you clean your vents and spend a ton of money, well, you don't need to do that. In fact, sometimes it does the opposite. We also talked about hints for guys who shave with razors. A razor doesn't get dull for a long time. What dulls it is moisture, so when you rinse it off and dry it off, your razor will last 3 times longer. Those kinds of things. Hint, save money, and better relax. You guys are looking at me like I'm nuts. You are absolutely right. I do get wackadoodles, and it's just the way we are sometimes, aren't we? The way we were, the way we are, and the way we could be.
It must be tough,
Jenny. I know. See what I have to put up with?
I mean, well, yeah, but he comes in here and sits down in my office sometimes. I'm just, you know,
I wake him. What's funny about, I probably made the worst commercial in radio history. And it ran about 3 times, and Carl said, we met, and he said, you know, Don, I says, I know, Carl, that was terrible, wasn't it? And he says, well, yes, we pulled it for you. I said, oh, thank you, God.
Well, really, in reality, Linda heard it the first time, and she came screaming with her hair on fire through the offices and said, did you just hear Don's commercial? And I went, no. I said,
I don't listen to him.
I said, I've heard, you know, his other commercials are real cute. And anyway, fixed, we're going to do another one here. It was just the, you know what? It's you can't hit
learning
a home
process.
Run. You can't hit a home run every time you're out. You know, I mean, so if you can get, you know, if you can get on ball, you know, if you can get on base, 3%, you know, 33% of the time, it's great. And if you hit those doubles, you always hit a single, double, triple, and every so often you hit that home run. And those days are just like that keeps you coming back. But the rest of the time, you are in the game, and you two are in the game.
In the last couple of minutes, I want to invite people. Give us a listen. Give us a call. We'd love to have you listen to us. You can sit back and listen to us, or you can go in the chat room and give us a call. We'd love to talk with you.
We'd love for you to call in, talk to us. If there's any subject you want to hear about, just let us know and we'll bring it up.
And if you're getting married, we've got the bridal guide. We've got the bridal guide show. We've got lots of things to save you money and have the wedding of your dreams. Don't we, Judy?
Oh, we sure do. We sure do. We have lots of fun.
Lots of fun ski.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you
we
for
really
having
appreciate
us.
That.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow we're going to have some of the pilots from the air show, which
that is so cool.
Know, Saturday and Sunday. That is going to be cool.
And the Chamber is having an event there, speaking about local businesses and stuff like that. That's Friday evening at 5:30. So that's a mixer for great networking opportunities.
Absolutely. MASH Bash is also going that evening after the air show right over there at the air park. Or at the up there at the hangars up there to help raise money for the Veterans Center. And Sunday, of course, the air show goes on. There's just a number of things going on. Concerts out at Old Shasta. I mean, just if you can't find something to do in this town, then you're doing it wrong.
Absolutely. This is the greatest town in the world. So many wonderful things to do. Beautiful trails.
You don't realize, you know, you have somebody like we had. I met a woman from Quincy. I guess it's Quincy.
Quincy, yes.
Yeah, and she says, I said, well, you just moved here to Redding. Her husband's with Caltrans. And she says, well, no, we moved to Red Gulch because I'm from Quincy and Redding was just too busy for me. And I looked at her and I went, isn't that cute? So French Gulch. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Reading is just, you know, too much stuff going on there. And I thought, how interesting is that? That Reading is just too big for some people.
I know. It cracks me up when people talk about the traffic on Cypress, and here it is. I lived in Houston for 20 years.
Yeah, you know, we have never gotten over that. It seems like, hey, I was held up for a whole light on Cypress during the bridge construction. I'm just looking at them. Yeah, okay.
Me too.
Okay, the Don Shulman Show with Judy Maxwell is on Sundays from 11 to 1 right here on KCNR 1460.
Okay, thank you. We'll see y'all then.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking. We're going to have pilots here from the air show. We're going to be talking with Lisa Collins. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KC.